Making a difference in our community, this is Lois Jackson. Lois, thanks for being an outstanding volunteer. So Lois, you've been involved with the organization All Breed Canine Rescue for a lot of years, but let's go back to the beginning. How did you get started?
Well, day one, I was working downtown in a store, and a lady came along with a cat in a carrier saying, does anyone want to adopt a cat? And I'm like, what on earth? Her name was Marilyn Lawrence, and she had founded Animal Aid and was trying desperately to help animals at the pound. So I went out with her to see the pound, and I actually was quite mortified. Now, this is 23 years ago. So, you know, I said to her, can I help? And that was where it all began. You know, just getting cats, you know, out of the pound, into homes, looking after sick, injured animals. It really just sucked me in to the point where I just couldn't walk away.
Yep. Well, that nicely leads into the second question, Lois. In this case, with animal welfare, why did you feel that was important?
Well, with animal welfare, the thing with animals is that they are canaries in a coal mine. If animals are in trouble, it's because people are in trouble. So you're dealing with human issues as well as animal issues. So when they're in the pound, they're in a cage, they have no voice, they can't help themselves. So it's up to us. It's up to us to make sure that they get vet care, that they get good homes, that they're looked after. That was my whole, I just could not believe the need out there for animals and people that needed help.
And that's a good point. I like the sort of canary in the coal mine analogy. That's a good analogy.
Oh, it's 100%.
Yep. Yep.
100%.
Yep.
You see it with the pandemic, right?
Yep.
All of a sudden people get animals. Oh, now we've got to go back to work. We got to get rid of animals. Or, you know, oh, the dog snapped at the kid. Got to go. It's really interesting, if you wanted to put it that way, as to the connection between people's issues and animal issues. They're side by side.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I'll let you think about this one. We're going back 23 years, and that's a lot of ground to cover, but is there any one aspect of that time with All Breed Canine Rescue? Is there any accomplishment there that stands out in your mind?
Well, there's a few, and number one is I used to do it alone. I used to go out to the pound every weekend after the staff left, and I would try and, you know, walk the dogs or find adopters or that kind of thing. And I would sit in the parking lot by myself in my car and pray for help, pray that I could do more, pray that I could make some change. So the things that I initiated through a lot of pressure on City Hall was longer hours, more staff, better vet care, a Monaris machine so people don't have to bring in cash to get their animals out of jail. Just a better service. And that took a long time with a lot of pressure on City Hall.
Yep.
And I'm proud that we did that. We used to go out and have volunteer days where ABCR volunteers would go out with our t-shirts and have open houses and educate the public as to what was going on. How can we help? How can you get involved? So what we did was we stirred the pot, we got things going. And yeah, there was a lot of changes that people probably haven't noticed over 20 years. And they're small, like, you know, better food for the animals, things like that.
Yep.
But that was specifically because of All Breed Canine Rescue.